Chapter 2, The Exploding Bully. Had you never known the sound of spontaneous human combustion? If you had, you would not be taking part in this conversation. First of all, just like anything exploding, it happens fast. If you have never been smacked by a woman, you would not be entertaining the following. Trained assassins understand that the matter of vast deletion due to fire is only possible given oxygen. This is the idea behind the modern carburetor. Without a vessel, fire is impossible. This is the reason only good killers are able to remove cavity pressure to survive explosive force. This is why bomb squads work on low gravity levels. If there is no oxygen, survival hinges on the smaller forces at work. The same is true of divers. The resurfacing from aquatic depths requires an emptiness. If there is a fast retreat to surface, the swimmer will find pockets of oxygen with nowhere to go except for the soft tissue. The slow, sly ascent is key. Patience is the prize. The gentleman explained this to the young woman, wrapped in some new strange encounter with the storyteller. One more thing. Can you guess why hollow point bullets are so effective? He asked. I think I know. She looked at him plaintively. The point of the bullet is a chamber which creates a void where otherwise there was none. And this mechanical void creates an explosive effect. Instead of a spear, you now have a bomb. The gentleman ran his hand through his hair. And now we will talk about the bully. I feel as if I have given you the preface, and as the initiate, you may not like what you hear. Whoa, mister. Consider me all ears, but give me a sec. There is some big, brutal man in the next room I need to tend to. The girl ran her hands through her hair and raised her right index finger. I'll be right back. The gentleman nodded, loosened his tie. Is it okay if I light my pipe? Depends what you're smoking, mister, she said with a sly grin. Tell you what, you fix your pipe and we can smoke together. Cool? Cooler than 13 bitches in a bitch boat. He winked. She shook her head and backed away. Now I know I like you. That'd be the first time I heard that since grade school, miss. He cocked his head and removed the pipe from his pocket. The girl left him to it as he delicately removed a small pouch from his pocket. This was a shag mix procured from the doctor, a proprietor of voodoo and illiterate esoteric substances. The gentleman, opening the pouch, breathed in the fastidious cloying viand. He clicked his tongue and held a pinch to his nose. It reminded him of her, the dead woman. He inched the greasy substance to the light to observe the spectrum of the thing. A small amount of this voodoo is exact. You mustn't allow her to smoke this. The earthy tang smelled of snakeskin and bluegill, a reminder of the ingredients involved. One Nicotiana tabacum of the Mac Baron half-swear variety, a traditional Dutch blend made of silk-cut Virginia tobaccos mixed with dark-fired Kentucky tobacco. Grandpa used to smoke. Two Pavor somniferum of the opium family, a dried latex obtained from the seed capsules of the opium poppy, containing analgesic alkaloids like morphine, codeine, and the bane, used medicinally and for the illegal drug trade. Darlin, don't knock it till you tried it. 3-phenethylamine derivative, rather 3,4,5-trimethoxyphenethylamine or mescaline if you're sexy. Peruvian torch, if you know what you're talking about. 4-erythoxylon coca, the good kind that actually makes one hungry instead of starved. As the gentleman put on his war paint, the girl returned. She held a green bottle of liquid. What you doing, mister? Here, I got a napkin to get that stuff off your cheek. No, he wiped his hand on his heart. You can't touch this stuff. Okay, is it drugs? She placed an arm akimbo. You're one of those geezers who did all of the disco biscuits, huh? The gentleman gave her a qualified side eye. No, I no longer dance. Dancing is for teenagers, of which I am no longer. You are screwy, man. The girl laughed. By the way, the big fucker in the next room seems to know you. He wanted me to bring you a bottle of wormwood. Says his name is 6023. Are you guys like CIA or FBI or something? Should I have a gun and sunglasses or some shit? The gentleman adjusted himself. Okay, I will need to go over there. Do I need to lock the door? Should I go upstairs? She whispered. The gentleman placed a lighter to his pipe. No, miss, that fella is a killer. A member of a former confederacy of 6 North American peoples. Mohawk, Oneida, Seneca, Onondaga, Cayuga, and Tuscarora, who lived in the north. He is Iroquois. The girl regarded the gentleman. Will there be violence? What is life but a series of violence? He spoke cautiously around his pipe, ripping a huge hit. All right, mister, what's in that pipe of yours? Are you indica or sensimilla? I can fuck with either. Neither, spoke the gentleman. This is a blend of toxins you should never imbibe. Try me. She gestured with a sparkling snarl, placing herself next to him and putting a hand on his knee. You remind me of my father. Shall I now tell you about the exploding bully? He intimated while taking a second jive hit from the pipe. Or should I talk to 6023? Babe, you do what you want, she said dismissively, pulling a cigarette from her pocket. Here, I will light that for you. The gentleman noticed his wrinkled hand. It was an altruistic appendage which had seen much softer days in his youth. The adoration of galaxies of women, bright pink nipples and lipstick, bottles of bourbon and pretty bouquets in France with lovers on the Riviera. He was no longer the child. Tell me. She waved her head and removed her hand from his leg to create a chillum, smoking the cigarette. All right, I will switch to narrative format then. The gentleman was now fully engaged with a high that was not the insistent dialect of a blend, but the combination of decades of patina in his pipe. He placed his leg upon the other and reached for the green bottle. Might as well. Care to join me? He murmured. The girl made a flippant gesture and tipped the bottle to her mouth. Begin. And the gentleman began. Trigger warning. The following two paragraphs include scenes of rape and murder. I'm not the honcho on this. Read it, you sick fuck. Here's the story of the bastard known as the Exploding Bully. He was a fully committed bastard. A rapist, a murderer, a loud voice that bellowed dance hall, a sickness to society, someone who not even a mother could love. His face was a scar. His eyes carried a sword in every look. He slashed up women with his machete, but not before he convinced her to hold the rope he tied around her neck, the other end slung over a branch from whence her husband now hanged, the noose. She would not do it, so the bully would stick her with a candid blade, making sure she watched the life go out of him as she backed away with his push. The bully took great pride in destruction, which is what men do. After the hanging, he would take the rope around her hips, sometimes making her kiss her dead husband while he had his way. Then he would find the children. This torture did not disturb him. After the rape of the children, their disembowelment and skinning, he would plunge the woman into fire. Purely the killer, Bully made a leaf style built in death, a charade of scenes exquisitely horrifying. The gentleman was deployed as a ghast, a phantom with gun. His job was to get close to the bully and murder him. In order to do so, the gentleman was disowenced items of war, mainly gunpowder and cocaine, bullets and grenades. The ballistics were only effective in the toss to drink. When the grenade flashed, there were little lilies in the water. It was a great year for fishing, but the gentleman had to make quicker work of the bullet. The ceiling fan was his muse, circular, moderately quiet, full of a sound though. The gentleman took his daily repair, carving a new millimeter inside his left bicep, a metric unit of length equal to 1/1000th of a meter. He rubbed the gunpowder and cocaine into the wound and strapped a knife to his waist. The gentleman stopped his telling to see if the young woman was still listening. Are you ready to go upside down? I won't be satisfied unless you take a hit from this bottle of absinthe that 6023 gave you, as she proffered the thing. The girl had diamonds in her eyes, the faint water of tears at having to hear about the bully. I am not trying to be cruel, he said and finished his pipe. Luckily stoned and motivated, he thought about the finish. It was actually Sibelius and his work Finlandia, which attended the death of the bully. Finlandia, probably the best known of all Sibelius's works. The patriotic piece performed in November 1899 as one of the tableaux for the Finnish press celebration. The gentleman tucked his cap into his pants, fingering the pistol strapped to his pelvis, walking and smiling for the kids who spit at him. He held out his hand to the boy who looked at him with the beautiful dark eyes of a woman. Here, boss, this the daily? The kid sat down and grabbed the gentleman by the arm. God damn it, kid, not that arm. The boy cocked his head and readjusted the rifle he carried. Why your arm always sore? Here, you need this. I already had mine, extending a piece of brat. Where'd you get so good at English? The gentleman put the casing to his nose, smiling. You know Englishmen. Snort that shit. I know you got another one. Maybe you have two. The gentleman held out his hand and gestured. You helped me with today. The kid nodded and dug his hand into the pocket of his torn jacket. That will be two candy bars. Yeah, brat. The gentleman extended his hand and pointed at the kid. We're going on a plane tonight. Wayaguan, what for? The kid raised the brass to his nose. You'll see. The gentleman spit in his hand and extended it to the boy. We are going to finish this today. The boy spit in his hand and shook. What do I call you, kid? The gentleman finished snorting the cocaine and gunpowder, handing the brass back to the lad. What do they call wild dogs in America? His response intimated some unrecognized wonder and horror. You know what, kid? They're called coyotes. The gentleman placed his hand on the back of the kid's neck. Here, you're going to need this. I have a rifle, bloke. The kid pointed at his gun. The gentleman tucked the piece into the kid's shirt. It is not about the gun, kid. It about the bullet. The boy closed an eye and scratched his nose. You're going to kill the bully? No, kid, you are. The boy stroked the steel and produced a lollipop. Hollow point bullets are not generally illegal for civilian use, but their use in international warfare is restricted by the Hague Convention of 1899, which prohibits bullets that expand or flatten easily in the human body. This would be specific to Article 4, Section 3. The gentleman produced his pipe and a light. Give me another piece of brass, lad. That's all I got. The kid easily produced another thimble of trouble. The gentleman took half and gave the rest to the kid. You ready, sport? Ready, sire. Remember where that gun is. The gentleman took a knee in the red dirt of the road and looked at the boy. You will need to know exactly why you keep distance. When we do this thing, we will be on the run, okay? We are getting out of here. The boy nodded and pointed to the strap. The gentleman took his hand to the lad's chin. You will know how to use this, pointing to the gun. They had arrived at the compound of the bully. Wait, she exclaimed. You are talking about murdering a man and letting a kid pull the trigger? She grabbed the gentleman's pipe and took a pull. You don't want to do that, he explained, taking the pipe from her hand. You are going to feel euphoria, short, but this isn't weed. She pointed at the pipe he now concealed in an inner pocket. He handed her the green bottle. You don't have to drink, but I think it will make things a little more manageable. She pursed her lips. You're a weirdo. Unless you would like for men like me to sit complacently while young women like you are murdered. Allow me to explain my deployment. I will return to my narrative mode. God will not make this pretty. Brown Brown is a purported form of cocaine or amphetamine insufflation mixed with smokeless gunpowder. This powder often contains nitroglycerin, a drug prescribed for heart conditions, which might cause vasodilation, permitting the cocaine or amphetamine insufflation to move more freely through the body. This, in turn, is believed to allow for a more intense high. The term may also refer to heroin. Brown Brown is given to child soldiers before West African armed conflicts. Rebel fighters in the Democratic Republic of Congo, including being given Brown Brown. The rebel soldier who had hit me used a long, jagged knife to cut my wrist and rub powder into the wound. They called it Brown Brown, a mixture of gunpowder and a drug called cocaine. Right away, I began to feel like my brain was trying to jump out of my head. The gentleman rapped in the three-order knock, 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 knock. That is how you know you're a major girlfriend. It is a code. The bully was no girlfriend. The fuck is you? The bully pointed to a chair, kicking the door in no humorous manner. Please consider my attach. The gentleman pointed to the chair. The kid took a seat. The fuck is this boy? Please allow me to explain, and I will make this brief. The gentleman offered his pipe, to which the bully scowled. You see this boy? The gentleman gestured to the lad, who made a determined mouth shape with a nod. This is your son. I know you don't need me to tell you what to do now, kid. The gentleman spoke. Nationwide, 2,410 females were murdered by males in single-victim, single-offender incidents in 2022, at a rate of 1.4 per 100,000. Of the 2,331 homicides where the race of the victim was identified, 1,453 were white, 763 were black, 66 were Asian or Pacific Islander, and 49 were American Indian or Alaskan Native. The gentleman held his hand in front of him before the bully exploded, before the young woman, before the kid, before his daughter was born, his son. The imploded bully made the gentleman's mouth bleed, a resinous dripping assault, a horror he could only understand as an assassin. He was blown into the wall, sprayed with blood. The amount of cocaine and gunpowder made equal parts revenge and redemption. It took one bullet. Stand me up, playboy. Who you calling playboy? She asked, holding the pipe. You can't smoke this pipe, The gentleman extended his hand. Okay, Dad, she offered the pipe reluctantly. How much did you smoke of this? This is where the chapter becomes a DeGuise. Now we will find chapter 4.